listen to another episode of Hacker Voice Radio, your independent free speech media source.
Pondering what I'm pondering.
And this is Hacker Voice Radio live on the 26th of January 2005. We're joined in the studio with Sapphire and all the way across the River Thames, Mr. Planet Glaive.
Hello.
Just before the show, I was having some really arse fucking buggering problems with Bulldog Broadband. Primarily my phone service. It kept on cutting out. Luckily I had a bat set which allowed me to beige box my phone line service all the way down to the cab box and work out what was going on. Worked out it was actually an exchange problem. And once I got kind of intermittent internet access, I actually checked that with them on their website. So if I cut out, then you'll know why. But there we go. Anyway, on with the show. So.
And that's it. Thanks for joining us. I thought you had something to back that up with when you said on with the show.
No,
that's it. All right.
That's basically it. So, good night. No, I'm kidding. any news?
It's still pretty slow out there. Still pretty slow. Let's have a look. Apparently, the internet service provider B, now we've talked about those a few times before, they're the guys who came over from somewhere in Europe and they're promising the whole of the UK 24 megabit ADSL2, which sounds damn good. But they've just started, well, a while ago they started rolling that out in London. Bloody Londoners get all the fun. They've just had a £24 million cash boost, so they're going to start rolling that out in Birmingham and Manchester as well.
So is that £1 million for every megabit?
Yeah, sounds like it. Yeah. £24.5 million they've got from somewhere. This news story doesn't actually say where, but I don't know, maybe it's the Russian mafia or something.
They found it on the street.
Yeah, they had a search down the back of the sofa.
Honest,
you know.
Governor.
They say they can get 50% of the population on their new ADSL2 service by the end of this year, 2006. The thing with ADSL2 is it is very distance limited. So they're promising you 24 meg, but if you live more than a fart's worth away from the actual exchange, it starts dropping pretty quickly. So you might only get 4 meg, you might get 8, who knows, but it is a lot faster than what we've got at the minute. And this year should be the year of ADSL2, according to these guys. Let's hope it happens.
Indeed. That is one of the problems with ADSL, is that it's so annoying, because it's like, well, I'm going to have to move house now because I'm so far away from the exchange.
Yeah, I'm so right on the edge of our limit here.
Yeah, it really when is distance limited. This just fucks up loads of people.
When I had mine first installed, the 512 ADSL,
yeah,
the BT engineer who came to do it he turned up and he had a frown on his face.
Oh.
I said, "What's wrong, mate?" He said, "This won't work." I said, "Why?" He said, "Well, you got a 5 kilometre limit. You're at about 5.5. I've never seen it work this far. Don't get your hopes up, son." I was like, "Oh, great. I had a day off work for this."
Yeah.
You know, so the guy comes in, he does whatever he does. He has a go with it. He goes, "Well, I'm going to get my laptop out and test it, but I don't think it's going to work, mate, you know." So, okay, right. It's been a wasted day. I've spent a load of money on getting this done, and it's all for nothing. Fantastic. He has a go on his laptop, and all these graphics come up, and this video, and all kinds of shit. And he goes, "Oh, my God!" Honestly, he was shocked.
He pissed his pants.
He was more excited than me. I'm standing there going, "Is that good or bad?" You know, why am I seeing all this 3D multimedia crap on your laptop? What is that? It's like, "Oh, this is like the test thing that we run to see if it can handle it. This is streaming from the server at BT. Oh, my God, it works."
It wasn't porn, was it?
No, unfortunately. Although there was a lot of porn later that afternoon after he buggered off. I had the rest of the day off. I've just got broadband, you know. What do you expect me to do?
So is that the same service you're using now?
Yeah, somehow they've managed to double it up to 1 meg, even though I am right on the border of ADSL service.
Awesome.
So I do get 1 meg. I know people who live closer to the exchange, they can get 2, and they keep showing off about it. But it is going to become more noticeable with ADSL too, because if you're close to the exchange, you'll get 24. If you're like an extra kilometre away, it will drop to 16, 8, or and things like that, from what I've read.
Right.
And that's quite a leap between 512 and a meg.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's twice as fast, but when you're talking about the difference between 4 megabits per second and 24, that's pretty noticeable.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you were living any closer, you'd get a much faster service.
Mm.
But especially, I mean, even in London, you're still faced with some of those issues. I think the problem with my line originally was that it was just poorly wired. And I think you had some luck. Maybe you just had a very new installed cable in it, and it was just a clean, you know, no problems. It was, you know, it was brand new installation sort of thing. So that could be why.
No line noise.
Yeah, exactly. That's probably why you had full line attention and nose noise and all that shit. Just going to check out that little thingy Firefox just sent. See what the hell that is. Simon says Lib Dem cancel admits to homosexuality after... Oh, right.
Yeah, that have you heard about this?
Yeah, that's the story about that Lib Dem MP who had, like, sex with a rent boy and who's actually married with kids.
And oh, well, there's another one as well.
Oh, this is not it?
Yeah, because that was the guy who was, like, yesterday's news.
Oh.
This is the thing about the Lib Dems. You know, they attacked Charles Kennedy from within and basically said to him, "Look, we know you're an alcoholic, or we know you were, and unless you stand down, we're going to release this information publicly. So no one will have any trust in you. And, you know, you can either bugger off now or we'll kind of grass you up to the press." So Charles Kennedy comes out and he says, "Right, yes, I do have an alcohol problem." Or I did, and if anyone wants to challenge me for the leadership, go ahead. And nobody said a fucking word. Everyone of the Lib Dems, they're all too scared. So recently,
punch him in the face.
Well, yeah, good on him if he did. So Charles Kennedy then resigns, and two guys recently have stepped up for the leadership. There was the guy who was involved with rent boys, as it turned out, and then there was this other guy who's been all over the news today, has been a long-term Liberal Democrat, and apparently back in the 80s he was fighting a campaign against Labour, and how he was doing with it was saying that the Labour candidate was gay, basically. I don't know whether he was or if he wasn't.
Schoolyard things. Are you gay?
Yeah, it's pretty much that kind of mentality.
Yeah.
He was saying, you know, well, you can vote for me or you can vote for this gay guy from Labour, and, you know, that didn't work. And this Liberal Democrat guy, he's the one who's in the news at the minute. He's just come out as saying, yes, I've had sexual relations with both men and women. And there's a big ruckus about it. People saying, well, should sexuality matter if he's going to be the leader of the party? You know, it's kind of his private life, you know. But then again, if he can't tell the truth about something like this in the way society is now, it's not like society is homophobic. You know, if you come out, people go, oh, well done.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you've got a lot of guts for coming out. We respect you more than we did yesterday, because he's shown a lot of courage. He's been denying that he's gay for years, and he might not be. He might be bisexual, he might just try it, I don't know. But so the real thing of this is, can you trust a guy who says, no, gayness is bad, and, you know, the other guy, he's gay, and, you know, I don't like cock, and, oh, yeah, actually, I've had quite a bit, and I liked it, yeah. So that's the thing. It's just that if the guy can't tell the truth about what's going on with that, how the hell would he tell the truth about what's going on with the country, what he's trying to do, and so on and so forth. The Liberal Democrats now are pretty much fucked, because they're just fighting on the inside, you know.
Yeah.
And who the hell is going to vote for a party where they don't stand as one people,
yeah,
and say, this is what we want to do?
Pardon the pun, they don't know their elbow from their arsehole.
They honestly don't.
Okay, I'm sure that guy knows, but
it sounds like a few of them know their arseholes, but I'm not sure about their elbows. But, you know, they're kicking out a perfectly good leader. I was reading all about it today, Charles Kennedy. It sounds like he did have a big drink problem, but he was apparently taking a lot of therapy for it and things like that. So it didn't sound like it was still ongoing. It sounds like he was on kind of the road to recovery. They tore him down, and then you get these two new leaders, one of whom is all about the rent boys. The other one's denying he's gay, and then it comes out that he's been having cocks up his arse. So they have just screwed themselves.
In the arse.
They really have. Yeah, in their own arse. It's a bloody shame, because the more options there are out there, whether you're a Labour fan, whether you're a Conservative fan, a Lib Dem fan, or whatever party you're a fan of, the more options there are, the more this will be a democracy. Lib Dems, they've been the strongest they've ever been for years, but now no one's going to vote for them, because they don't know what they're doing. Conservatives, maybe, they've got a new guy in charge. Labour, they've just had like an 8-year term.
Yeah.
Something like that. And, you know, they've been through war and they've been through a lot of shit slinging. So people are losing faith in them.
I've got to say, it's time for Labour to go. The only problem is, in my humble opinion, there is nobody out there to replace them.
That's the problem.
Yeah. I mean, I certainly won't be fucking voting Conservative, because they don't know what the fuck they're doing. And now they've got some Twatsky. I've just been censored.
Still there.
One second, sorry about that. Lib Dems. Don't know what the fuck's going on with them, you know?
Yeah, if they can't even put a decent party together with a leader that they're all behind, then why vote for them? Because if they get into government and they're all fighting amongst each other, then, Jesus, that's no way to run a country.
And, you know, who else is there to vote for? The BNP?
Oh, fuck no. Monster Raving Loony Party.
Yes.
That's where I'm putting my ex this year. Or whenever the next election is. What is it? 2009, I suppose.
God knows.
Something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the whole thing. The options are running down. You got the Tories; no one trusts them since the last time they were in power. Basically, they've still got a bad reputation. Labour are now in power, and they're fucking things up. You know, this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
They're fucking things up. Why would you want to vote for a continuation of that? And then you've got the Lib Dems, the third party. They don't know what the hell they're doing. They can't get the shit together.
The problem is, they were pretty strong when everything was going pretty well. You know, it was like the biggest alternative there was. Everybody was looking like they were going to vote for them. Personally, I was going to vote for them. They had a really, really strong hold.
Yeah,
now they're just getting eaten away from all sides.
From within, yeah. It's their own bloody fault. You know, they were against the Iraq war, and they said, you know, we want proof before we blindly go into this thing. You know, if it needs to be fought, we'll fight it, but we don't think it needs to be. They really did seem to be an actual alternative, and they're even, recently, they're against the ID card that will always get approval from me.
Yeah.
And they did seem to be people who really wanted to think about things before they acted. You know, war and identification and all that kind of stuff, it all sounded great. And I was thinking about voting for him, but unless they can get their act together between now and the next election, I'm not doing it.
Too right.
If they run a country the way they run their party, God help us. No, and that's coming from a guy who was, until recently, a fan of theirs, you know. Yeah.
It's a fucking shambles. And
And
additionally to that, you know the Respect Party, with that twat, whatever his name is.
George Galloway.
George Galloway, yeah.
Twat Galloway. Who, fucking... what's he doing in the fucking Big Brother house? Well, he's not in there anymore.
No.
But he got kicked out. He's a fucking... first of all, he's a fucking liar. Second of all, he's a two-faced cunt. And thirdly of all, he fucking he's a conspirer with the Iraqi, well, ex-government with the
Saddam and his lads. Yeah,
the fucking moustache crew.
And he fucks cats.
Does he?
Well, that's what it says on a billboard poster near where I go to work.
Okay.
It says George fucks cats.
Was that paid for by the Sun?
I think so.
They've got billboards up everywhere.
Honestly, I mean, who
has, I don't know.
Who's got, like, any respect for him? I certainly don't. I think, you know, I don't give a shit.
I have a bit.
Yeah, I don't give a shit if he got... I don't, honestly. I think he's a liar. And you can see the footage of him shaking the hand of the one of the brothers of Saddam. And that just explains it all, man. You know, perfectly well knows well that he's a fucking murderer. All right, it's not like he didn't know. It's not like he was taught in. You know, somebody talked him into doing that, like having a meeting with him. You know, these guys don't fucking sit down and drink tea. They're talking about business. You know, they're talking about how to make money. That's what they're all about. Now, I'm not saying that just because, you know, it's Saddam or whatever. This is global. This could be applied to any kind of, like, let's say China or whatever. You know, there's crimes being committed and you've got fucking George Bush and Tony Blair shaking the hands of these fucking, tyrants in China who are suppressing the human rights of innocent people and beating the crap out of protesters. And anyone who wants to speak up against the government. And all that, they're not talking about fucking cats and dogs. They're talking about how to make a quick buck. And that's basically why I'm, you know, I've got a strong opinion on that.
The whole thing, though, with him going into the Big Brother house, that I see a lot of things as a double-edged sword. It seems to be a phrase I keep on coming out with. Yeah. As if I can't make my bloody mind up, but a lot of issues in life are.
Sorry.
Eh?
yeah.
With him going into the Big Brother house, was it a good thing, was it a bad thing? you know, he's there, he's meant to be representing his constituents in, is it Bethnal Green?
Bethnal Green and Bow or something.
Brick Lane.
Bethnal Green and Bow, that sounds familiar. Brick Lane.
Right. Yeah. I don't know.
Brick Lane.
Yeah.
We'll go with that. So, obviously, he's meant to be doing a job, and then he goes on a TV programme for 3 weeks or so. First of all, what the hell are you doing? Aren't you meant to be doing a job?
Yeah, exactly.
But it was on the radio today, and he did defend it quite bloody well. He was saying that by going into the house, he has brought the issue of politics into a lot of homes that ordinarily wouldn't give a crap. Whether they support him or hate him, you know, they are now thinking about politics and who to vote for and, you know, what issues are involved, so on and so forth. Made a bit of a tit of himself. Yeah. So how can you vote for a guy who made a tit of himself? Well, you can't really. But the other politicians are so bloody secretive. They're making a tit of themselves all the time. Going back to what we said a few minutes ago, with Rent Boys, for example, or with, you know, having sex with men and women and denying it for 20-odd years. But you don't ever get to hear about that. At least this guy was up front and he's, you know, he was like, yeah, I'm making a tit of myself and here it is, people. Live and uncensored, here I am, and phew, this is me. I think he gave his fee to charity as well. I tuned on halfway through the radio show that was interviewing him. He was saying he gave his fee to Palestinian children or something like that. So, you know, obviously there's a lot of things there where you can think, well, what an arsehole. But a guy who goes on TV, acts like a cat for money, and then gives it to charity, how can you say he is an arsehole? It's like, well,
personally think it was a PR stunt. I mean, that's just my personal opinion.
That's probably true, mate. You know,
yeah,
a lot of politics is all thought out like a bloody chess game in advance.
And you can, you can apply the same kind of structure to everything. Like, what is it? Tobacco companies donate, £250,000 to a cancer research charity. And then they spend £32 million on telling everybody about it. Okay? Microsoft earn, $1 million a second. They donate, I'm talking in, random numbers here. Like, let's say $3 million to Zimbabwe or something.
Oh, they're giving billions. The Gates Foundation. They are shelling out billions.
Yeah, I mean, also, what is it? Yeah, that's just basically what I'm talking about. Like the tobacco company, you know, gives $1 million, spends 32 telling everybody about it. how do you weigh that up?
Well, you don't see that with Bill Gates, though. A lot of his charity is kind of, it's not publicised. Not publicised by Microsoft, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it crops up in the papers, but it's not something he's really pushing.
Sure.
Obviously, he's the richest guy on Earth, and why the hell shouldn't he give to charity? But the fact that he has that choice, you know, I'm earning billions, and he chooses to give a lot to charity. And I saw a recent news report on that. It is a shitload of money. Billions.
They're
trying to do.
No, he's fucking, you know, he's got good credit. That's, you know, all I'm saying. He won't have trouble getting a loan.
Well, the alternative is, you know, here's the world's richest man, and he sits in his castle and goes, ha, 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 screw you lot. But, you know, secretly, well, not secretly, but he is doing a lot for charity that isn't really reported. I think as much as it should be. I don't want to come over all Microsoft or anything but they do have their positive kind of sides to it, and I think that's one of them.
I'd love to give him a call and just ask him for some tech support. I go, I'm sorry, I can't get it. Well, didn't you fucking make this thing?
It'll be like, hell no, bitch, I bought that.
Yeah.
I don't know how the hell it works.
What are you reading, Sapphire?
No, just something funny written on the back.
No,
of the
tell us all.
Share the joke with the class.
Come on.
No, it's what you said earlier.
What?
No, what it says there. Not suitable for children. Yeah, but
it is for kids.
Yeah, but it's not exactly that
obscene. Explain to them what we're talking about, because the listeners don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I bought some funny forfeit cards, like Valentine's forfeit cards, and they're not that obscene. They're not obscene enough.
They're not as we would have hoped they are.
Yeah.
they're actually pretty crap.
Yeah.
To our sexual tastes. You know, they're meant to be like, if you get, it's basically like Snap, and if you get a Snap, you have to shout horny before the other person, like Snap, to win. So whoever wins, the person that loses has to forfeit to whatever the card says that you have to do.
Oh.
And we were thinking it was going to be like, I don't know, fucking, you know, piss on my face or something like that.
Spunk in my ear.
Yeah, something like that, you know, like. And basically, they're just shit.
Yeah.
They're like, I'll read a few out.
Give us an example. Come on.
Example. All right. This is fucking shit. Kiss me somewhere beginning with T. I intend to talk testicles.
Oh.
Another one's massage me somewhere beginning with B.
Balls.
Yeah.
I said bollocks.
Bollocks. Ah.
Another one is take one item off of clothing. That's
only one?
Yeah. What the fuck?
This is going to last all night. How can you massage someone's bollocks when they've still got their trousers on?
And this
maybe we should ask the Liberal Democrats.
Yeah. They should know. This one's a piece of shit as well. Perform a sexy dance. I mean, come on.
Come on, the robot's sexy.
This one's pretty good. Take a dump on my chest.
And it actually said go topless.
Yeah. Should be one like, get a few of your mates around.
And
you have some bukkake.
Mind you, I did buy them from Woolworths, so that's saying something.
That would be why.
I should have gone Ann Summers.
This is the funniest bit. Keep out of reach of young children as small components may present a choking risk.
They're not exactly that small.
Well, a deck of cards?
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean,
fucking kid's going to be so retarded to chew on a deck of cards. You'd let that kid fucking choke to death. Maybe like a pea. Or some shit he picked off the ground. Not a fucking deck of cards. That would do some serious damage. It's like paper cuts all the way down your throat.
You should not only let that kid choke to death on the cards, you should also film it.
Yeah.
Send it into Jeremy Beadle.
Yeah, get 250 quid for it.
Look at my idiot child. Natural selection at work.
He's joking on a deck of cards. The wife told me to help him out. I just sat stand there laughing.
No, I was screaming, get the video camera quick.
I'm running out of battery. Hurry up.
Anyway, back on topic.
Yes.
Sapphire, who would you vote for in the next general elections?
I just think politics is a load of bollocks. Sorry to say it, but I didn't vote in the last one, and I don't think I'll vote in the next one because I don't like politics. I think it's a load of bullshit.
How political of you?
Yeah.
How about you, Belial? Any preference out there?
As I said, I was a Lib Dem voter. Now I'm going with the Loony Party.
Yeah.
No, seriously, I am, because fuck's sake, they're going to give me a pound if I vote for them and they win.
Really?
Yeah, that's one of their agendas. They're going to give... You can get a fucking nice like one of those large portions of chips for a pound at my local kebab shop. Now they're giving me a large portion of chips, and the rest of the parties are taxing me £300 a month. Come on, people! Come on!
Chips or tax? What do you want?
Chips, tax. You know that commercial with that girl?
Daddy or chips?
Yeah. Daddy or chips? They should still be showing that. That was ace.
Yeah. I'm thinking, well, without daddy, you ain't getting any fucking chips, bitch.
It was a big fucker, wasn't it?
Yeah, welcome to this world.
Daddy or chips? Go to your room and give me your chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's messed up when the Monster Raving Loony Party seems like the sanest choice out there.
Yeah.
Bloody crazy world we're living in. I just hope all this settles down before the next election. Because the next government will be decided within the, I'd say, the 6 months before the next election. Everything that goes on now will be forgotten. It'll be old news by then. And, you know, all the parties, they'll all have the game face on when it comes to election time.
I hope so, yeah.
That doesn't mean they're any good. They'll just have the game face on and be saying, oh, we're really good. No, you're not. We're really good. You all are bollocks. We're really good.
So who are you thinking you're going to be voting for?
I am absolutely lost at the minute.
Yeah.
You know, I think like most people, and like Sapphire, I'm thinking screw it.
Yeah.
But I do want to exercise my democratic right and have some kind of say in it.
Chips, man, I'm telling you, chips.
Chips. Not that it makes that much difference, it seems, you know. You get into that mindset where it's, oh, sod it, it's only one vote. You know, what difference can I make? But, you know, we have these rights and we should make use of them while we still can. Because I'm pretty sure they'll be taken away from us sooner or later. Yeah, at the minute, I couldn't vote for any of them with any confidence.
Vote for me.
Yes, the Hacker Voice Radio Party.
Yay.
We should do that just for a joke.
Free chips. Free beer.
24
porn downloading is now legal.
Hacksawing is legal.
As long as you don't hacksaw us, we've got shit to do.
Yeah.
Defend the country and all that. Go hack those other nations. They're all up to no good. They're crazy.
Them Chinese. Well,
them
the government.
Foreigners, yeah. Bloody mad. Yeah, I wouldn't vote for any of them at the minute.
Ah, fucking global warming. Apparently, 2005 was the hottest year of recorded in history.
Is this the thing done by NASA?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they had a list of like the hottest years in history, and I think number one was 2005. Number two was 1998.
Yeah.
And the other three was 2002, 2001, 2003.
And
in random
BC.
Order. And 10 BC. Bollocks. NASA weren't around then. I remember. But yeah, how's that for proof that global warming's going on? Hello? America, are you listening? NASA, I'm pretty sure one of those A's stands for America. Now they're saying the hottest years of all time since the 1890s have been 2005, 1998, 2001, 2002 and 2003.
Yeah.
I'm not too sure about the order of those last three, but that is what I saw today. Now, are you going to carry on denying that global warming exists? Probably, yeah.
Well, they have to cut their emissions and the consumption down a lot, and that's going to kill their economy. I mean,
yep.
Like the kind of shit we were talking about in the US with Ionics about, you know,
yeah,
the economy, and he was saying it's just it's like an upside down triangle, and it's just teetering on an edge, and eventually it's going to fall over and collapse. And the only way that they're holding it up now, upright, upside down, is by state-funded, not subscriptions, I've forgotten the word. When you... subsidizations, that's it. Finally fucking got the word. Anyway...
Yeah, he was saying it's basically a war-based economy,
yeah,
that keeps them going. And that's why they've been in one war after the other since World War II. You know, it's like World War II, Korea, Vietnam, the Cold War, Gulf War I, Gulf War II. And that brings us up to the present day.
Yes. Now, back to Google News. You know that whole fight over Google's cash? And I don't mean cash as in money, I mean cash as in...
C-A-C-H-E.
That's right. A bitch to pronounce. I always kept on calling it cashy or... I don't know what... Anyway.
Cash.
Cash.
I call it cash.
Anyway.
Well, you would show off.
You posh people.
Excuse me.
I call it cash.
I'm not posh.
I'm joking. Right. Google Cash. Yeah, let me go back to the story.
Yeah, where were we?
Basically, just to refresh the minds of our listeners and anyone that doesn't know, there was a big thing about their cash violating copyright laws. Basically, they're saying they were being either sued by a few companies saying that you're actually, by creating a cash of our website or our images or products, you are infringing on... copyright laws, and they were also included some porn sites as well. Google Images, i.e. big tits search. Anyway,
ooh, yeah.
So it looks like Nevada has ruled that Google Cash is fair use. The Google Cash feature does not violate copyright laws. Notably, is the basis that the Google Cash qualifies for the DMCA's 512B caching safe harbor for online service providers. I think that's some sort of legislation or something like that. From the article, the district court found that Mr. Filed, that's his name, attempted to manufacture a claim for copyright infringement against Google in the hopes of making money from Google's standard caching practices. Google responded that its Google Cache feature, which allows Google users to link to an archival copy of a website that has been indexed by Google, does not violate any copyright law. And rightly so. It's a fantastic feature that Google have come up with. It's actually quite old. It was early on in their existence that they created that. And it really does work. You know, when a site's gone down or a site's no longer existent, it's still indexed. You can still view it by using the cache button. And it's not the full site, but it's got all the text in it, and it's got pretty much like an image, a faded image of a website. That's basically how to describe it if anybody doesn't know. And it's still useful. So, you know, good on them.
It's the damn handy feature. It's good to still have it around.
All right. Any other kind of news that you've come across too with or know about?
This is from The Independent, the newspaper. And from their website, it says here, discovery of Earth-like planet brings hopes of finding alien life.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on the news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, the planet's, like, I don't know, it's meant to be like Earth, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of Earth-like, although, having read the article, it seems like they've got pretty wide... Yeah. Parameters for describing Earth-like planets.
Apparently, the estimated temperature is like minus 252 or something like that. Is that
yeah, right? It says here, minus 220 degrees Celsius. Now, that's pretty flipping cold.
Yeah, mate.
I thought it was cold in New York, but Jesus Christ. I'm not going there for a holiday. It says, a planet similar to Earth has been found orbiting a distant star by astronomers, who believe they are getting closer to discovering an alien world inhabited by extraterrestrial life.
I hope they got some warm coats.
Yeah, you're going to need a hot water bottle on this planet. The new planet is 5 times the size of Earth, but is itself unlikely to harbour life because it's probably frozen. It's probably covered in frozen oceans with an average temperature of around minus 220 degrees Celsius. However, the scientists behind the discovery believe that this find marks a breakthrough in the search for relatively small, rocky planets such as Earth, where temperatures are neither too hot nor too cold for life. Now, surely, minus 220 degrees Celsius is too cold. I don't claim to be an expert, but Jesus.
Fucking
flipping
brass monk.
yeah.
Fucking, you know. I don't know what kind of life exists in there, but
very cold life, by the sounds of
I'll
it.
Tell you
it's
what,
covered in frozen
if
oceans.
If they ever came to Earth, they'd be fucking warm. It's boiling here, man.
They turn up in the spaceships, get off, and go. Oh my god!
I'm sweltering.
Where's the factor 20?
I'm shrinking.
We might be invaded by Frosty the Snowman type aliens.
Yeah. They're just like arrive on Earth and melt.
Yeah. I'm melting.
According to Firefox, that would be a G type planet.
Oh. Gangster planet.
Yo.
Yo, G planet.
We're here from the planet G, yo.
Have they found planet Lave yet?
Here I am.
Oh. Was there? I haven't heard any more news about the whole Microsoft opening the source code stuff. It's gone a bit quiet
nothing
since
yet.
Yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wait, did the Earth suddenly, you know, spin off its axis? did the moons and the planets align?
They're probably still having a massive laugh at Microsoft headquarters, deciding how much they're going to charge for this. You know, they're probably just sitting around the office going, hey, let's charge like $10 million for the source code. No, $20 million. No, $50 million. And so on and so forth. And there's probably a bunch of guys still doing that today.
Yeah, I bet they're like, they're running around or sitting down on their swivelly chairs using the fire extinguisher as a propellant device. Going, we're fucking rich. Those cunts.
Mansions for everybody. Yeah. Hooray.
He said, or possibly a G-plus or a G-minus planet. That's way over the top of my head.
Straight over mine when he just said G.
Listen,
I should mention it.
It's fucking cold, all right? That's it. Layman's terms.
That's weird. I just found a funny reference to that.
What? No, tell me.
No, I just found a funny reference to it.
You're not going to tell us. You're not going to share your funny reference.
No.
Because it's probably dirty, isn't it? It's very dirty.
It's not something about a G-spot planet or anything, is it? Oh, there we go. My wicked mind works again.
Your pervert sense.
Oh, yes.
Is powerful today.
I know the way women think. They just don't like to admit it.
Yeah.
Also, if I could talk, it would be better. However, this new planet has been designated OGLE-2005-BLG-390LB. So, Ogle 2005 BLG. £390. It's catchy.
Isn't Ogle what men do?
What?
Isn't Ogle what men do to women?
What's Ogle?
Yeah.
Ogle at them.
Oh,
but
Ogle.
These are geek astronomers, so they kind of ogle other planets.
Yeah.
They look out the telescopes and go, whoa, look at the size of that planet. 5 times the size of Earth. Ooh.
Oh, look at the moons on that one.
I'd like to investigate those rings.
I bet she's got a rough surface. Look at that tight black hole. She could suck anything in there.
Oh, man. You see, if NASA did press conferences like that, they'd be a lot more popular. They'd get funding from people on the streets. They'd be giving them money and everything. Yeah. Have Dave Chappelle as like the spokesperson for NASA.
We can just sit and hope.
One of these days. So that's pretty much all the interesting news I've seen.
Yeah.
What do we got here? Yep, there might be alien life out there somewhere. Okay, thanks for that. ADSL 2, maybe one day, and that's it. That's everything I found interesting today. What a terrible, sad life I lead. However.
Oh, it's better than what I could have do. I didn't really have any news.
It just seems like a slow news day again. That's what we should nickname Season 3, Slow News Days.
Oh, so that's where he's getting it off. Fucking Star Trek. You know, the L-class DBO... Captain, we are approaching a C-class planet.
Oh, don't tell me Firefox is making it up out of science fiction.
Yes.
Bastard.
Yeah, fucking... We had him... Oh.
I believed him.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
What do you expect from a computer geek?
Hang on. This says a Class G planet would be a desert. Planets of this class can be found in any of a star's zones. They are typically 8,000 to 15,000 kilometres in diameter. Their surfaces are usually hot. Their atmospheres contain heavy gases and metal vapours. Well, this doesn't sound very bloody hot at minus 220 degrees Celsius.
I think he's talking about his ass there.
Owned!
Old bitch. There you go, making us believe you're clever.
This is a class cold planet.
Yeah. C, bitch.
C for cold, yo.
Well, I'm pretty much out of news.
Yeah, same here, man.
I want to play some Pink Floyd for the finishing music. I think it was covered by Ramones.
Not the Ram ones.
As they called them before.
That'd be a great name for a band, though. Yeah. The Ram ones.
We are the Ram ones.
You could be a Ramones tribute band.
Yeah.
Anyway, you gave me a little taste of this earlier. It sounds cool.
No, the reason is because, you know, like, I grew up with BASIC. And in BASIC, words are stuck together, like go-to. G-O-T-O... All right, whatever, I can't spell it. Like, also, like, read me. You know, it's read me stuck together, so...
Yeah.
When I saw that, I thought it was, like, stuck together, so I thought it was two words. So that's... All right, I'm just trying to, you know...
You've been spending too much time on the computer, mate.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, let's listen to some Ramones.
Watch your head.
And to finish off with some fantastic Pink Floyd.
Good stuff. Thanks for tuning in, people.
Definitely. If you have any pertinent news stories or wish to get in contact with us, email us. Send an email to radio@hackervoice.co.uk. You can also find us at our website, www.hackervoice.co.uk, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a goodbye from the dyslexic Belial.
Good night from Sapphire.
And good night from Planet Lave as well. Yeah.